Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great one out there. Appreciate you being here. We're going to have some fun this hour, Mel.
All right.
Got some entertainment news we're going to touch on, including some local entertainment that we want to get to as well. Touch on some of that. And a little bit later, the top 30 food turnoffs, including picking your teeth and slurping soup and that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We've got that. Mm. We got to cover that.
What not to do on your first date.
Yes. Yes. Very well said. Looking forward to that. Plenty more. We got a That Ain't Right story for you. We haven't had one in a while. I got a good one here. We got that coming up. And these knuckleheads stealing Venus fly traps. Yeah, we're going to get into that. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one. So all that coming up for you. But let's start things off with a bit of entertainment news. And I thought this was pretty interesting. So Spotify can now answer all your burning questions with a new feature called Song Psychic. Yes, Song Psychic.
Okay. Song Psychic.
It does not give you the winning lottery numbers. I believe that's not what this is about. I'm pretty sure.
They haven't set those to music yet?
No. Users can ask a question from 9 different categories. They are school, friends and family, love, career, life's greatest mysteries, my future, myself, style, and lunch. After choosing a category, the user can pick from a selection of different questions. The question will then be answered with a song title. Of course, it's all in fun, and there's even a message that says, remember, the spirits are unreliable. Don't take them seriously. If users don't see the feature on their home page, they can also type Song Psychic in the search bar on their Spotify app.
Mm-hmm.
So this is this the Magic 8-Ball? Is this basically like a music version of the Magic 8-Ball?
This is a distraction from how they treat their users, their artists and musicians.
100%. 100%. Like,
we're giving you other features because we want you to not think about the fact that we don't pay the people whose music you're listening to properly.
Couldn't they be paying the people that the only reason they have an app for more instead of doing this kind of stuff? I completely agree. Like, I 100% agree with you, Melissa. it's part of the reason why I'm curious to see how much people care about artists.
Yeah.
Like you've got your favorite artist. You've been listening to them your whole lives. You enjoy all their work. Now it's going to be put to the test. Now we're going to really see how much do people actually care about creatives? How much people want new creative work? Like, because that's the other thing too. Artists are going to be pushed into a corner here where they're going to have to decide, do I want to take, a half a cent on the dollar for every download or every play I get? Or, you know what? I'm going to try to do this on my own. I got a YouTube page I've got that I can do, and not that, YouTube has their stuff too as well. All these apps do.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them, I think, are in the data that I've seen and the musicians I've talked to, none of them are as bad. And podcasters I've talked to too, because this is another end of this that doesn't get a lot to do as podcasters. Spotify is the most guilty of all of them.
Yes. Just looking it up quick, the first stat that I found, sorry, with a stutter, stat, is between 0.003 to 0.005 cents per stream.
That's insane. That's insane.
That works out to an approximate revenue split of 70-30.
You know, I know it sounds stupid to say, and I admit that in the ahead of this and everything, but what incentives are we giving anybody to be creative anymore? Like, where is that? Like, most of us, like, I didn't choose to be an actor. It chose me. I do it because I love it. I have a passion for it and everything. But that has a shelf life for a lot of people, that passion or whatever that might be, insert, passion there. There's a lot more reliable work out there. There's a lot more reliable jobs, and we're seeing more and more people go look for, I want a career, not a job. I want reliability. I want to be in an industry I know is going to be there in 10 years. We're seeing more and more of that. And more people in the creative arts are going into more reliable things in that field. You see this with teaching. Starting out, I want to teach kids. At a certain point, you see the paycheck and some of the things that our teachers have to go through. You know what? I'll private teach. I'll do private teaching. We're seeing more and more of these things happening. And we can help this from happening. It isn't one of those things where we're just sitting back and eating popcorn and watching it happen. We can be a part of these things. We can make change. Part of that change, don't use the app. Like, it's not that hard. You're telling me there's no other way to listen to music. How I ever find the songs I love. first off, how dare you? How dare you forget about our friends, the CDs? How dare you? How dare you forget about CD players and boom boxes and everything?
Well, that's the thing,
artists got
James.
Their money then. They got their money then when we were listening to stuff that way.
That's true, but that's the thing. Like, how do we consume music now? Most of us stream it. We don't buy CDs anymore, for the most part. I mean, I have, recently I bought a Tommy Emmanuel CD. Mm-hmm. Actually, we've gotten back into records in my household. My boyfriend bought me a Tommy Emmanuel record.
Nice.
and those but those aren't as portable. Mm-hmm. I do still have a CD player in my car. But most often, I'm listening to audiobooks when I'm driving. But if I'm listening to music, sometimes it's streaming. Sometimes it's good. It's the CDs. But we don't consume music the same way we did 20 years ago.
I want to see Cadillac or one of these, Beamers or something like that. With now the new 2025 Beamer featuring the record player.
Bring your favorite vinyls.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a new compartment to hold them, too.
And
that's the other problem. Where do you put these things?
In complete journalistic integrity, I have Spotify and iTunes on my phone.
Mm-hmm. I looked this up, and I'm going to read this to you directly from the Spotify website, just so that we are journalistically correct. Mm-hmm. Contrary to what you may have heard, Spotify does not pay artist royalties according to a per-play or per-stream rate. The royalty payments that artists receive may vary according to differences in how their music is streamed or the agreements they have with labels or distributors. So they don't even pay artists directly. It goes through their record label or distributor and whatever agreements they have with them.
Yeah, I listen to podcasts on Spotify. That's it. I don't listen to music on there in part because of that. But then you're just hurting the artist. They're not. Their Spotify's fine. They'll just live. They'll be fine. But I don't know the perfect way of doing this other than just buying directly from an artist and making sure that the money goes directly to them when you buy from their sites and that.
And that's one thing we can do. You know, we rail against these giant corporations like Amazon and Walmart and Coca-Cola. But then we go to their websites to buy stuff because it's easy.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to put the money in the directly in the hands of these businesses and these artists and that have put the work in or produced the goods, buy directly from them. So it takes three to five extra days to get it in the mail if you order from the book company versus from the book company through Amazon, where then they only get a smaller cut, but you get your product quicker. You know, does everything have to happen today?
Yeah, right.
We live in this, you talk about the 24-hour news cycle all the time and how this instant gratification that we live in, the only way that's going to change is if we make it change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is true of almost on every front, especially in a year like this. Keep that in mind. Just to wrap up here, one of the writers at Loudwire tried this question thing on Spotify. They asked it, "What should I have for lunch?" And they got back, "Rock lobster." Rock lobster.
Yes, because that's something all of us have in our fridge.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I just keep an aquarium of rock lobster. Mm, whenever it comes up, I want some.
I have a disco lobster that I just right there for me. It's right next to my blues lobster. It's right next
to my hip-hop lobster.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Good, hard to catch, though. Hard to catch.
They're a little bouncy.
It's a horrible joke. Horrible movie out. Dakota Johnson is in. That's a bad segue. Oh, I apologize to Dakota. I apologize. I'm sorry. it's not me saying that. The masses have spoken, and Madame Web is a flop. The one of the more newer releases, superhero wise, the vehicle Madame Web starring Dakota Johnson is a flop. It has already been pulled from a lot of theaters. In fact, In fact, she doesn't think she will ever do another superhero movie because she doesn't think she makes sense in that world. Dakota says, quote, sometimes in the industry you sign on to something and it's one thing, and then as you're making it, it becomes a completely different thing and you're like, wait, what? But it was a real learning experience, she admits. Quote, of course it's not nice to be a part of something that's ripped to shreds, but I can't say that I don't understand. So she's even kind of like, she's trying to cover her bases, and it's not any agent worth their salt will tell an actor, don't bite the hand that feeds you. The producers of Madam Web, the casting directors, these people that are in positions of power, they're going to work on other movies. And she's going to want to, she may audition for one of those movies. You don't want to burn bridges that you haven't even crossed yet, you know?
Right.
That's a big thing in acting. You don't hear many actors. You got to be Russell Crowe, Christian Bale. You got to be on a different level to be able to rip your own movies. Not most actors do. You don't see that very often. I will tell you this right now. If I am fortunate enough to have a movie career and I do 20 movies, you will never hear me complain about a dang one of them. Not one of them. What Dakota's saying is incredibly important, I think, and I appreciate actors talking about this. Now, I'm not expecting anybody to feel sorry for actors for it. I just hope that their context is there. When your favorite actor is in a bad movie, keep in mind that might not be the movie they signed up for. That might not be the original script that they got.
Well, because a lot of changes happen.
Yes.
In movies and even TV as things go along.
This is my issue with producers. And I will again journalistically mention, we are our own producers here at WFHR. Anything you hear Melissa doing, she produced. Seth, myself, all of the above, we are our own producers. We have to do multiple jobs in this at a station like this. A lot of the people you hear on Civic Media's network, they have a producer and then the on-air talent. And that's a great way to be able to do that. Seems really nice. We have to do a little bit of both. Wear multiple hats around here. And with that,
being a small station.
I think you do this, Melissa. I think I've even heard you do this. I may think, as a host, this is a great idea. But as the producer part of my brain, no, only I'm going to laugh at that. The audience won't either get it or won't like it. So we move on. That's key to do that. Now, as a producer of these kind of things, it's, well, I put a lot of money in this. I'm around a lot of creative people. I got to show that I belong to be here. You know what? I don't like his costume being blue. Make it pink. And then all of a sudden, the actor that signed up wearing a blue costume is wearing a pink costume because the person that put money into the project decided that. Not because of any creativeness or anything like that, just because they like it better. And so it becomes about them. And that's not producing. That's just being rich.
Right. Right. And making choices that you think might be best. What I'm reading about this is the film was a critical failure, receiving criticism for its plot, dialogue, editing, the use of dubbing, and storytelling.
Yeah, yeah.
But it still made, it grossed $91 million worldwide.
That's the thing. Still grossed $90 million.
And the production budget was $80 million. So
yeah.
They made $11 million on it.
Which a lot of movies this year would be very happy with. That's certainly not great, but it's a lot better than most. And, when you can make your money back in the movie industry, heck, there are movies we'll never see because of...
Because they didn't make enough money.
Or they found that it was easier to just cut the whole thing, cut their losses and stuff.
Right.
One more note I wanted to get to entertainment-wise, and when we come back, we'll get a touch on a bunch of local entertainment. We'll kind of spread that, separate this.
Ooh, and I have one I'd like to add in on our local.
Excellent. We're wrapping up with Wonder Woman herself, Linda Carter. If you haven't seen the OG Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman, lately, you need to because she still is looking great. She looks amazing. She's 72, Linda Carter is. And Linda had some great quotes about this, too. Quote, I don't know that I've changed too dramatically. I don't cut my face, so I probably look just myself, but older. And the reason I've never had any facial surgery is just because I'm afraid. It's scary because we've all seen some bad ones. Linda hasn't had any plastic surgery done, and that's where the conversation was born of. Linda also wants to remind fans that how she looks in photos is not how she wakes up. Quote, actors and celebrities always look so great when they're on the red carpet, but when you see them in real life, they just look like regular people with no makeup and their crummy clothes on and everything. Everybody looks the same when you're not all dressed up. If everyone did a 3-hour makeover before they left the house, they'd look just as good as the rest of us and those in pictures.
That's awesome of her to say that.
Yeah. Yeah. She's the real deal, man. Also, did you know she's a singer? Yeah.
No.
I didn't. I didn't. I'm learning with you and everybody else. She has a single, Letters from Earth, that's been streaming. It's streaming this Friday. It'll start streaming this Friday.
Oh, cool.
It's a love letter to her late husband, Robert Altman, who passed away in 2021 from leukemia. And Robert Altman, one of the greats.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I'm looking at Linda Carter right now, and it's remarkable, man. Like, it is remarkable. Like,
yeah, and she does just look like her.
She looks good, and I'm not taking anything from that. That's the thing about it to me. Like, you know, usually when you get older, you have to squint a little bit. Like, oh, there they are. Now I see who they were. That's the Linda Carter that I grew up like watching the show. Like, I loved Wonder Woman. I love that show. She had an invisible jet. Not an invisible jet. Come on. Like, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I have no idea how you park something like that, though. I really don't. Where do you put the baby on board sign? Where do you... I shouldn't be on the radio today. I am not funny today. We will take a time out. We'll check in with our partners. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFA. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Hope you're having a good one out there. Things just got a little more funky around here. We got good local entertainment we want to touch on right now. Before we do, Melissa, I got a note from the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke.
Nice.
Pam was listening to our conversation earlier and heard you talking about the ferry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This from Pam. There's an auto ferry at Merrimack,
yes.
Wisconsin, yep. Near Baraboo. Yeah.
That's the one I met. She knew it.
Okay. It operates on Highway 113. It's a free ferry. Operates generally April through November. Takes about 7 minutes to cross. Operated by the State of Wisconsin Department of Transportation. And carries up to about 15 cars.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask Phil about this. You know, Phil's from the Maine area. And I hate to like just be a Mainist. I don't know what stereotypical things to Maine would call. But I know out in the East Coast, taking ferries, and it seems like everybody does that. Everybody, you know, it's been done by almost everybody out there. That's one of the ways of transportation. I was curious to ask him if he had ever done that or not. I got to do this. I got to get over there and do that.
It
seems
fun.
Like awesome.
It's a bit of a rush.
That seems pretty cool. So we wanted to get to some local good things. And Mel, did you have something you wanted to start with?
Yeah. So the Showcase Players in Kobe have their opening weekend coming. They open their show, Love or Best Offer, on Friday. And I got to see the show last night.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're having their tech rehearsal this week. And the director, Kevin, had reached out to me. And he sent out a email to all of their mailing list for everybody for Showcase Players promoting our show at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. And that was very nice of him.
That's
and then
awesome.
I was like, you know, I'm sad I'm not going to get to see your show unless maybe I could come to a tech rehearsal. I was like, yeah, by all means. So I got an invite and a private showing of Love or Best Offer last night. And it was really cute. It's a show about... online dating for seniors. So there's two main characters and then there's the friends of those characters, and it takes place kind of on a split stage where you've got one apartment and then the other apartment, and they they interact they have these Zoom dates. And it's hilarious. It's fun. The actors are doing a great job with the characters. So I highly recommend everybody go see that. They open this weekend, the 8th and 9th, and I think they have a show on the 10th, and then the following weekend as well.
Yeah, they got a show on the 10th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. Friday and Saturday shows are at 7:30. Sunday will be a 2 o'clock matinee. Be sure to like their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to what they're doing up there over there in the Colby-Abbotsford area.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Thanks for bringing that to us, Mel. I did not.
For sure.
I'll be honest, I haven't heard of the Showcase Players before. I am liking their Facebook page and I am following what they do from now on. Love our local theater companies. Love them.
And there's so many community theaters that, you know, we don't have a big advertising budget.
Yes.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, and here's the other part of this too, Melissa. Apparently it is on us because the state of Wisconsin's not supporting the arts. The state itself is not putting any funding or any money into the arts. And that's okay because nobody in Wisconsin likes to be entertained. Nobody in Wisconsin likes music, theater, movies, you know, so apparently it's okay that we don't put any money into the arts.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that'll be fine. There won't be any, you know, anything to happen to that. Nothing bad could come of that, I'm sure. You want to get people to move to your state. Quit worrying about a flat tax that is either not going to happen or isn't going to give you the outcome you think it's going to have. And actually put some darn money into things that people want and care about, like child care, like health care, like just giving them some fun to do.
Entertainment on the weekends.
How do you like this, too? This year, we get that stat. We get those numbers that Wisconsin is dead last by far and away in the whole union when it comes to the arts and putting funding the arts. In the same year that our most of our local businesses, whether you're up north or you're down south, you're hurting. You're hurting this winter.
Well, yeah, because we had zero snow, basically.
Sure would be nice if we had money in the arts to have some backup to that, wouldn't it? Be a really smart idea for the people in your state, I feel like.
To have that, something to do.
That's on every politician. That's on every one of them, and it's on every one of us that voted for them and vote on these things.
Continue
that falls on everybody.
Yeah.
So, of course, we have to talk about these companies. Of course, we got to talk about these local theater companies. Nobody else is going to do it.
Yeah.
Nobody else is covering this stuff.
And we don't have the money to advertise outside of Facebook, which is free.
Look at half of the entertainment conversations you hear. It's about who's dating who or something like that, or some low hanging fruit, like just pulling up online what movies are coming out in the next month or whatever. Come on. That we do local entertainment. We cover big stuff. I'm not going to say we don't, but this is what we do around here. And thank God that there are other places like us doing this so that somebody's actually covering the darn arts.
Well, and thank goodness for places like the Art Council of Southwood County and what Sally Kistner does there at the PAC Center and the things that are happening at the Wausau Theater.
Our Central Wisconsin Cultural Center as well.
Exactly. Places like that. And we need to invest and visit those places.
Once again, please, 424-2600, call right up. If you don't like music or movies or TV shows or plays or anything like that, if you've never enjoyed any of that in your life, please feel free to call up, and I completely understand if you don't want to support the arts. To that one person out there, I get it. Otherwise, everybody else, get on the right side of history on this one.
We want these things in our towns. You know, I have an aunt and uncle who used to live here in Abbotsford, and after they moved to Eau Claire, they were like, oh, we can go to concerts outside in the park. We have all these opportunities for entertainment right in the town.
Mm-hmm.
We need that all across Wisconsin.
Help your River Kings build hockey up and down the river. The River Kings are back in action this weekend. Second round of the playoffs, baby. There is nothing like playoff hockey. Be sure to check it out. Get your tickets and find out more about River Kings at theriverkingshockey.com. Riverkingshockey.com. Be sure to support the Kings. Got games on Friday, Saturday, if needed. A game on Sunday. It's a best of three series. Puck drops at 7. Let's show this. Let's show everybody what home ice advantage is. Let's make sure to fill up that Southwood County Rec Center and cheer in our River Kings as we build hockey up and down the river.
Yes, yes.
And let's give Melissa and her team, her fellow castmates of the Glass Menagerie, a great full house as they come back in action tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. We will be back on the stage at 7 at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater with the Glass Menagerie. I'm excited for our closing weekend. We've got 4 more shows left, 4 opportunities to see the show. And I think that you'll be surprised by this performance because we have the multimedia aspects to it. There's some filming and voiceover. There's just a lot involved in the show that you wouldn't necessarily expect from a Tennessee Williams production. So
it's a very original, unique show. You've never seen anything like it. And if you've seen the Glass Menagerie 10 times, you've never seen it like this.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And you've never seen it with a cast like this. Flawless cast. Be sure to check it out. A big shout out to Seth and Beth and our friends at WRCT doing a great job. All the people working behind the scenes. We appreciate the work.
Awesome crew.
Yeah. And nice work. Enjoy their end of the run here. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Get your tickets at WRCtheater.org, WRCtheater.org. I encourage you to do that, everybody. Support local. Support the arts. Let's go ahead, Melissa, and jump right into our news. And when we come back, we're going to have some fun getting into the top 30 food turnoffs we have. Hey, we're going to get into that coming up on The Morning Show, WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Our computer's not, it was taking a second there. Not a good sign.
Maybe it just needed a nap this morning.
It just, you know, it just needed a little motivation. Just needed a little zealousness.
It was procrastinating.
A little zeal pumped into it a little, that's all. Shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. If you missed it, zeal. Zeal's our word. Had some listeners asking us to, you know, if they miss it, to mention it. So I want to make sure to do that from now on. I love that you guys want the word that bad. That's awesome.
Yes.
You can, if you do miss the word and you miss our show, not only can you catch the podcast at civicmedia.us, but stop by our friends at Quality Plus Printing. They'll tell you the word.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Stop by at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Buy local, support local, our great friends over at Quality Plus. If you mentioned this is hilarious, Melissa, earlier when I was teasing about the topic, top 30 food turnoffs we have, you mentioned or what not to do on your first date. The very first line, the very first line in this article, if you're on a first date and don't want a second one. That's awesome. Well done by you. Well done. So someone asked people to name the top food-related turnoffs we have. We got the top 10 right here. We may expand this a little bit more. So things outside of the top 10, outside the lines. Double dipping.
Yeah. Unless you're at home with your family.
You know, you're around your brothers and sisters or something like that or whatever. Yeah, I don't care.
You're eating out of the communal family bowl. Sure.
Yeah. Just speaking for myself, yeah, that doesn't bother me. But if we're in a public place or you and I don't, we're on a first date or we're just getting to know each other. I was at a party and a couple was at a, having their first date. And I will never forget him not only double dipping, but like making a big deal out of it. Like it was funny.
Watch me as I contaminate the bowl.
Yeah, she didn't find it funny. She didn't find it funny.
I'm guessing there wasn't a second date.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as I know, yeah. playing with your food is another one.
Okay.
Yeah. And putting ketchup on everything. It's a good thing my dad didn't have this because my mom might not have got a second date. licking your fingers clean comes in at number 10.
Yeah, that one's a little frowned on in public.
You know, there are certain things that when you are alone, you go for it. You go all in.
Perfectly fine.
You enjoy
those Cheetos, you have to lick your fingers.
Man, if I'm eating Doritos by myself, like that, I'm looking forward to that. As I'm eating the Doritos.
The best part.
Yeah. I'm thinking about if I'm around, if I'm even in a building with other people in it, I'm not doing that, let alone.
That's what napkins are for.
Right. About this, just proper. No, I never lick my fingers. I don't know what you're talking about. but yeah. that's a good one, actually. I get that. Number 9, criticizing the food if you stayed in and they cooked it.
Oh, yeah, don't criticize somebody else's food. That's even not a good thing to do at home with your partner.
Another memory of mine, first date, we get our waters and we order like appetizers or whatever. And it took a little while because they were busy. The appetizers come over and the girl that I was with just lost it. Like, just lost it on them.
On the server?
Yeah. Just how long this is taking. The appetizers were cold, she said, this and that. And before I could catch it, and before I could say anything, and you tell the chef that it was cold. And then we ordered our dinner. Yeah, I mean, is that not the definition of? I ordered a salad, Mel. I did not take any chances. Yeah, I looked like a really healthy eater to that woman because I did not take any chances. I was not ordering anything that needed a lot of prep. Now, I think 99.9% of chefs, if not 100% of them, would never, hurt a customer. That hurts their business. That hurts their job. All that. That being said, I don't believe in biting the hand that feeds you or taking shots at the hand that feeds you. and that includes servers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I think, to me, one of the things that I look for in a human being, whether it's a friend or a partner, I want to see somebody that's going to treat the president the same way, the janitor the same way as the president.
Yeah, compassion and empathy for others.
Yeah, we could have everything in common in the world. You could be the most beautiful thing in the world. If you don't have that, there won't be no second date. I'm good. There's better things out there. That stuff to me matters that much.
Mm-hmm.
Licking your knife comes in at number 8.
Yeah, that's frowned. That's not that's not something you do ever.
Yeah, I was trying. I guess I could see some reasoning why some people. I've never done that. I've never been tempted to do that either. I don't know.
I have done it at home by myself.
Sure. Okay.
I don't think that I've ever done it in front of anybody. Depends on what's on the knife.
Hey! You gonna finish that? And eating something off of their plate without asking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one's frowned on.
Yeah, you can't do that. I will say if you've been together for a long time, and you know each other, like I order an Italian sub and it's got ham on it and I don't eat ham and she knows I don't eat ham, so she eats the ham, that kind of thing. That's different. You can't just go grab it.
This is something my boyfriend doesn't have a problem with. And in fact, I because it's so ingrained, I always ask, I'm like, can I have a fry? And he's like, why are you asking? Just take one.
Yeah.
Every time. And he always has the same response. So I try to. I kind of like hesitate before I do it, though.
Yeah.
Because it's so ingrained to,
I completely get that.
Before you take something off someone else's plate. 100%.
I get that 100%. I've joked with you before about my grandparents' house. I lived with them. I knew them my whole lives. I'm in my 30s and I'm still asking, can I grab a glass of water? Jimmy, just grab the water. You don't have to ask. Just get it.
Yep.
Oh, overly polite sometimes we can be. Slurping soup comes in at number 6. Yeah, nobody in human history has ever enjoyed that. Nobody. Other than little kids, maybe little kids.
Yeah, well, when they're still learning how spoons work.
I should say nobody's ever enjoyed hearing it, doing it. Sure, yeah,
I guess it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
and I will admit I have done it a time or two just to be annoying.
Yes. The last remnants of the glass, and you're out of the straw. And you're
excessively long.
Picking your teeth. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely one. Yeah, I've seen people do that at the restaurant too, and I remember hearing somebody say, "Well, that's why they give us toothpicks or something." It doesn't mean you have to do it right at the table. Like you can do it in the car, you can do it at home. You don't necessarily have to.
You could excuse yourself to the restroom.
Yeah, spitting something back onto your plate.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So these next two are I think they have a little bit in common. We're going to tie them together.
Okay.
Talking with your mouth full and chewing with your mouth open.
Yeah, those are both not good.
I've been saying this for a long time, and it was really one of the few things that my old partner here at WFHR, Bob Look, and I really disagreed on. Bob was old school, and Bob, came from an old school style of comedy and everything. And his comedy, I think, transferred. He's a very funny guy and did a great job on the air here. The one thing, one of the things him and I disagreed on was chewing on the air. I genuinely don't believe there's ever been a human being in history that wants to hear another person chew.
It's not a very appetizing sound.
We're an audio medium. it kind of matters. These things matter. It's important. And I refuse to do it. I turn mics off if people are chewing. I think that people would rather have silence than hearing somebody breathing while they're chewing and all of that.
Some of these topics we're talking about that are a little bit on the side of gross, I guess you could say, are even a little like, should we be talking about this in the morning at breakfast time? Or, you know, as people are trying to enjoy their breakfast. Every once in a while that happens. But yeah, chewing on air, probably not something that anybody likes.
Yeah. And chewing with your mouth open while you're talking or anything like that. You were talking before about asking for things and how you are. My mother, one of her top three things was talking with your mouth, with food in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So to this day, I have a piece, like anything, I just take a small bite of something and somebody asks me something, I got to finish chewing before I respond.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a thing that like our friends who we love over at Family Natural Foods, they love giving me these taste tests. They did it to Carl, too. It's fun. We enjoy it. The listeners enjoy it and everything.
They sell things you can eat.
I've had to work to like hurry up and finish whatever they give me so I can get back to the questions and do my job. Yeah. It's, that's how bad it's got in my own head. Like that woman did a number on me.
But, you know, I think that's something that is slightly changing in our society. We've talked before about families not eating meals together, even where, you know, the meal's prepared and then everybody takes their plate and goes to their own space.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not learning how to eat in front of other people.
It's a good point. Wow. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that at all.
These skills that our mothers instilled in us, because it was our mothers.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Don't chew with your mouth open. Don't talk with food in your mouth. Don't, you know, pass something when some, you know, don't start eating until everybody's got food on their plates.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
You know, like just the dining etiquette that we're taught eating with a family or with other people growing up. I think that has changed a little bit.
It's going to be very interesting. Those kind of things, social skills, social things you learn in being in public and around people, how much of that stuff we lose or how much of it we need to relearn or how we learn in that. It's a really good point. Number one on the list of biggest turnoffs when it comes to food, biggest turnoffs include.
I'm a little nervous about what this is.
Being rude to the server.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
100%. That's an immediate, like, nope, we're done.
Yep. I
almost would probably walk out of the restaurant.
I wasn't going to say this, but that story I was telling earlier, I ended that date very early. And it's the only time in my life I've ever done that. I've ever ended a date early at all, let alone, I've had others end it on me. but the only time I've ever done that, yeah.
Well, we know it wasn't because you were chewing with your mouth open.
At least it wasn't that. At least it wasn't that. We will take a time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show. It's Melissa and James hanging out with you here at the mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you behind these mics. We hope you're having a great Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone.
Mm-hmm. It's Wednesday already.
Yeah. The week is going a little quick here, it seems. well, let's go ahead and get into a That Ain't Right story, Melissa. We haven't been able to do one of these in a little while. Let's go ahead and get to a good one here. And it is a doozy. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of strange things to steal, but this is a new one. Two people were caught stealing just under 600 Venus flytraps from a nature conservatory in North Carolina.
That's awful.
Yeah. And this isn't slang for like anything. We're talking about the actual plants here. The thieves were apparently planning on selling them on the black market. It's unclear what Venus flytraps would go for, but it must be a lot because the thieves were hit with felony charges for these. They have been caught and the plants have been returned.
Good.
Venus flytraps are rare, but they are native to southeastern North Carolina, and this is a time when people try to take them because they're flowering around now, and that makes them easier to spot in the wild. So, I mean, these knuckleheads are, that ain't right. That's a messed up thing to do. It's also something that's not going to get you a lot of credit in prison. You know, I can't imagine that's going to go over very well.
What are you in for? Well, you know, carnivorous plants are worth a lot on the internet.
Certain tattoos mean certain things in prison. You have this tattoo, it means you did this kind of thing. These people just got a big Venus flyplant. Or they got Maurice or whatever from Little Shop of Horrors on the side of their arm right there. It's not going to work.
And they're not a cheap plant. I did buy one of those for Laura for her last birthday, I think it was. And they're cool plants. They really are.
Have you ever seen one grab a fly or have a fly in its trap? It's really kind of cool, actually.
When I was a kid, we went to a museum for a school trip, and that's what I bought, was a Venus fly trap.
Oh, that's awesome.
At the museum gift store. I don't think it lived very long, because me and plants, we have a love-hate relationship. But I did get to see it catch a couple flies.
That's cool. That is kind of cool to see. And I do think that there is if it's not a good story, an interesting story in here, too. How many people knew that they were native to southeastern North Carolina? I did not know that. That's fascinating to me. I thought that was really cool.
I just, I have so many follow-up questions for these criminals.
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Of all the things.
Why? Like, look, crime is obviously dumb and shouldn't be done and everything. But if you're going to steal, there's a billion things to steal out there that I feel like you could make more money off of or be easier to sell or...
And aren't perishable. I mean, there's a lot of care that has to be done to keep these alive.
That's a great point. I didn't even think of that, Melissa. And obviously, they didn't either. There's no... So the two people with 600 plants. I mean, good luck. That is such a good point. I think that's hilarious. That ain't right, man. That ain't right story for sure. I also love the idea of if it was Maurice from Little Shop of Horror. Like the idea of trying to steal him.
Those are my babies.
It's the whole thing when you see the poacher about to take down the animal and then the mom shows up and you just, those of us that hate poaching love those moments. I love the idea of these criminals walking in and then there's Maurice right behind them. Feed me, Seymour. Yeah. My name's not Seymour. It's the last thing they say. That ain't right. That ain't right. Mm-hmm. Let's get a palate cleanser in. Let's get to some good stories of the day. And we kick it off with our schedule. We got a great one for you today. Join us from 3 to 4 for the entire hour. We're going to talk with Wood County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, good.
Jail Captain Ted Ashback, he's joined us before. He's bringing on his son, Ted Jr., who just joined the police, just joined full-time. He's a full-time deputy at the Sheriff's Department.
Oh, nice.
We're going to spend some time talking with them about family tradition and what it's like to follow along in that process or have your son follow along in that process. Want to talk about some of that. Ted is also, of course, a jail captain, so we're going to be speaking with him about how the jail is progressing.
Here's some updates on how that construction is going.
Yeah. We really appreciate the time from our Sheriff's Department and looking forward to talking with them a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Sports-wise, tonight, right here at WFHR at 6:05, got the Greg Gard Show. Be sure to join us for that. Wisconsin Badgers head coach joining us right there. Basketball coach joining us. And a little bit after that, a couple hours after that, 8:30 start time, Bucks versus Warriors. This is a big one. You got two of the greatest players of all time, Steph Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo, facing off. It's going to be a great game. Catch the action tonight. Tip off at 8:30.
Wow.
Let's see here. I did want to mention this as well, reminding everybody, we'll do this through the rest of the week here. This Sunday, daylight savings time.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of snuck up on me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It's part of the reason for the reminder. I need it too. just a reminder about that. Everybody be sure to tip those clocks back.
Mm-hmm. And spring ahead.
Spring ahead. I'm sorry. Spring ahead. See, that's how off I am on it. Yeah, spring ahead.
Spring ahead.
Mm-hmm. Also, keep in mind today is Wednesday, and that means
Bingo.
Bingo was his name. Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Join them as their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Great time, great atmosphere. And you know that you're doing things with the Elks, that they are going to continue to do things with us. They put back into our community. We appreciate our friends at the Elks Lodge. Join them at 430 West Jackson Street. And don't forget, Friday's got a nice fish fry over there.
Mm-hmm, they do indeed.
Check that out and be sure to be there at the Elks Lodge. They'll be busy tonight, I have no doubt.
Delicious food and great company.
The Grace Players were with us the other day, and we were talking about their new play, Hotel Pickle.
That's a great name.
It's such a great name. And this is going to be a great show, great cast. Be sure to check them out. They have shows March 7th through the 10th, Thursday and Friday, 6:30. Saturday have a dinner show at 6. And Sunday they'll have a matinee at 1:30.
Wonderful.
Be sure to check this out. It's a great play, great fun, and a great way to support local. Head on over
Keep
there.
Our arts.
Yes, support our arts, everybody. And let's see. Oh, yeah. I wanted to make sure to mention this as well. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
That's tomorrow.
It's like sugar, honey. Sorry. James Taylor. The music of James Taylor coming to town, everyone. Grammy Award-winning songwriter and recording artist Steve Leslie performs the music of James Taylor in an authentic and spellbinding concert event. Steve's warm baritone and exceptional guitar technique, not to mention his uncanny resemblance, it will have audiences singing along with Taylor's incredible catalog of songs. You can find out more about this and get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com, SavorTheArts.com. As Melissa mentioned, this show is going on tomorrow, 7:30.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You don't want to miss it.
It's pretty darn cool. We also appreciate Mr. Leslie is going to be doing a meet beforehand, a songwriting little workshop with some of the students.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's really, really, it's beyond, it's above and beyond. And it is really, really cool when they do those things. We really appreciate that. And appreciate, of course, Sally over there at the Savor the Arts, Eric Brittenacher over at the Performing Arts Center, and all the great work that everybody does on these performances. Also, keep in mind this Sunday, March 10th, Always Olivia, the Olivia Newton-John tribute special. Be sure to check that out and everything. The Arts Council is teaming up with Aspirus to raise funds locally for Women's Cancer Patient Fund. Also keep in mind, Olivia's foundation, ONJ Cancer Fund, the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Fund, gets some of the proceeds from those tickets as well. So you're not just enjoying great shows, you are supporting the arts, and you're also supporting one of the biggest fights we have as a society, as human beings, in our fight against cancer.
And all of us have been touched by it.
Yeah, yeah. Get your tickets and find out more at SavorTheArts.com, SavorTheArts.com. Always appreciate you spreading the word about these events as well, everybody. This falls on us to support the arts. Let's make sure we do so.
Indeed.
And support our nonprofits like our United Way. They got Power of the Purse coming up. It's right around the corner, March 12th.
Yeah. Tuesday.
Yeah, 5 to 7:30 at Bullseye Golf Club. Get your tickets. Find out more at uwswac.org, uwswac.org. Melissa, great show today.
Yeah, you too, James.
This was a lot of fun. We hope you guys had a great time, too. Thanks so much for joining us. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.